Supper, it is so appropriate for us to recognize the deep love of Jesus. It was the deep love of Jesus that allowed him to voluntarily, freely, willingly be the substitutionary atonement, to be hung on a cross, to be crucified for our sin. Lord, what a reminder of that deep, deep love. Father, I praise you for sending your Son that we may have salvation. And I pray this in his name. Amen. As we prepare for the Lord's Supper, would you open your Bibles to 1 Corinthians chapter 15? Corinthians 15, 3 and 4 teaches us why we take the Lord's Supper. It's a remembrance of what Jesus did. And in these two verses in chapter 15 of 1 Corinthians, verse 3 and 4, is what we are remembering today. Verse 3, Paul says, and he teaches, "For what I pass on to you as most important, what I also received, that Christ died for our sins according to the Scriptures, that he was buried and that he was raised on the third day according to the Scriptures." Paul's instruction to the church is a matter of most importance. In these two short verses, Paul teaches us the who, the what, the why, the what, and the what was accomplished. The who is, this is about Jesus. This is about what Jesus did. What did he do? He died. He willingly was the substitutionary death for our sin. Why? Well, as we just sang, it was his deep love. But also why is because of our sin. Scripture is clear that the penalty for our sin needed to be paid. And what happened? He was buried. And what was accomplished? He conquered death when he rose from the dead on the third day. This is the fundamental truth of the gospel. This is truly the matter of first importance. As we prepare for the Lord's Supper today, let me tell you some of my concerns and my prayers for the church. My concern is that there is a chance there are 100% of the people here today that believe Jesus Christ died. I think maybe even 100% believe that Jesus was buried. Even 100% might believe that he was raised on the third day. But my prayer, my concern is that as a church, we would have the right view of our own sin. A correct view of what separated us from Jesus Christ, what separated us from God, what needed to be accomplished that we could have fellowship with God. My fear, church, is that we lose sight of our sinfulness. If your testimony is that you're here today and you're a Christian, take this time to evaluate your past week. Take time to confess. Take time to remember the glory of Christ conquering our sin problem, paying the penalty, being the substitution, being raised from the dead on the third day. Think about those things as you prepare yourself. But perhaps maybe you're here and you're not sure what it even means to be a Christian. Or maybe you think you're a Christian because you're a good person. Or maybe mostly good, or maybe even good enough. And I recognize that because that's the religious system I grew up in, and that's my concern for people that might think that they have done something of their own merit to receive salvation. It's clear there had to be a penalty paid and that is Jesus Christ's death. It's not our goodness. If your testimony is that you're here and you are not a Christian, please let the elements pass you by. This is a time that is for those that cling to what Christ has accomplished for the substitutionary payment for their sinfulness. We don't say this to embarrass you, but we would want you to know the importance of what this time means to the Christian. And if you're questioning, if I'm a Christian, if you're questioning what you're believing in, would you come see me? Scripture is full of God's assessment of our condition before coming to salvation and redemption in Christ. Maybe see one of the other elders or whoever brought you here, but we would want you to leave here today hearing the truth. The guys are going to bring the elements now, and we're going to take communion together, so please hold them and just prepare yourself.